Did Lou Maloney want to drop an F-bomb there? There was a little mini-me that he plays for another effing baseball team.
Yep. Many of us today wouldn't mind.
Oh, I could, yes. If we were a podcast right now and not on FCC airwaves, I definitely would
be different. I get the sense that Lou felt like it was just the four of us out by the fence post with some beers, shooting the breeze, and he almost just laid into a bad word and thought better of it.
I feel like you almost just got into
I did. All right, let's everybody take a breath.
Way too easy around here. Everybody take a breath.
I know we're angry. I know we had expectations. I know we're a little over an hour away from the trade deadline, but we can't actually swear. So, Stiz, finger on the button. Everybody's
trade
on edge these days.
But, yeah, so for Lou to say, why would they trade him? Well, you go, well, Lou, but you saw that they traded Johan Duran, Harrison Bader, Brock Stewart. Yeah. Oh, and most recently, Carlos Correa. So, do they really want to win? I mean, why would you have somebody of that caliber on a team that has no shot of winning?
Perfect. Well, let's go with Lou's comparison to the Patriots. So we're all talking about after his third season this year, Christian Gonzalez is going to be looking for $130 million or whatever it is. But let's just say after this season, the Patriots traded Drake May, Christian Barmore, Milton Williams. Mm-hmm. Don't you think Christian Gonzalez would be like,
trade me?
Check, please. Yeah. I'm ready to go, too.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. They tore down the team around him in Minnesota. So I don't know why he would want to be there. I did have a friend text me with trying to talk me off the ledge a little bit. I think he felt personally responsible to try to help me off the ledge here.
What did he do?
He had a very optimistic take.
Okay.
He said, is it possible? And anything's possible. Well, let's run with this theory. Is it possible that the Red Sox have a standing offer for Joe Ryan with the Twins, and that they basically said, and we'll beat any offer. If you can get a better offer, come
or
back
shop
to
it
us.
Around.
We'll
if you find better, like let that. Us
we'll
know
beat
otherwise.
It. And that's on the table, and that's why they're shopping the offer. And when they don't get a better offer,
553, you're about to sign off.
Boom! Yep. Joe Ryan, right?
To the Yankees.
Is that realistic?
That's
overly optimistic?
Nope. That to me would that thought right there leads into kind of what I've been feeling, which is too many people know something big is going to happen. So it's like they're relaxed because they know no matter what, they're going to be able to match it or make a better offer. And ultimately, they're going to get the guy that they want.
And do you have limitations? Because I heard this today on Jones and Keefe. Adam Jones said he wouldn't trade Jaron Duran in a deal for Joe Ryan.
You know what? It's interesting. I mean, I thought Lou Maloney made a good case for the same thing. What, you know what? I've seen what Jaron Duran can do. I know what I'm getting out of Jaron Duran. You're getting a guy that not only for just 6 weeks, but for 6 months played like an all-star last year. Like, and how do you get rid of somebody that's proven, not streaky, not like, you know, Tristan Casas, where he had a good, like, little kind of period where he was one of the best for a whole season.
Because Joe Ryan is an ace on 20 major league teams. There might be 10, and yours included. Mm-hmm. He would not be the ace of the Boston Red Sox on arrival, but he's an ace caliber pitcher. And if you have two aces going into a postseason series, you legitimately have a chance to go to the World Series. You legitimately are a World Series contender.
With those aces?
With two aces, absolutely.
I'm just, you know what?
You know, you're playing cards and you have two aces, you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'd feel
almost any game you got, you're like, this is cool. Blackjack, I'm splitting them, whatever I'm doing, I have two aces.
A month ago, I say yeah. But now that I see Jaron Duran, how he's playing in the three hole.
Don't be a victim of the moment.
Okay, do you think it's a streaky thing?
I think I could show you three Joe Ryan starts over the next 3 weeks, and you go, okay, I kind of like that, too. Wait, I now have two pitchers that go 7 to 8 innings and can be ace quality, and I have a closer. It's not ideal, and certainly the Marcelo Meyer injury muddies the water when you have Rafaela playing second.
Do you think the Red Sox can only do the deal as if Jaron Duran is?
No, I would have very few limitations. Roman Anthony would be a limitation. If the Twins say the words Roman Anthony, I go, maybe we're not doing a deal here. But other than that, I know Toley, the pitcher who's now the 48th best prospect in baseball. He's on the table for me. That's how I have to do business.
Marcelo Meyer?
Marcelo Meyer on the table in part due to the injury that Lou threw out there. Like, could it be a season-ending injury? And they're just trying to keep it quiet as they try to acquire a second baseman and maintain some leverage. But if Marcelo Meyer is hurt again, that makes me think he's more tradable from my perspective. This has been every season of his professional career in the minor leagues, that it ends with an injury. That's part of his makeup. And, I think it's Roman Anthony.
There's an untouchable in your mind?
Yeah. Who else is untouchable? Dan Ball, do you have a longer list of untouchables if you were getting Joe Ryan? Yeah, Crochet is untouchable. Yeah. I don't need to swap aces.
I landed on four. It was Crochet, Bregman, Anthony, and right now Narvaez. I'm not touching him as well.
Okay, I could definitely trade Narvaez.
Oh, my God. His stock may never be higher.
Yeah. If I need to get Joe Ryan, and I could get
Who's
Christian.
Who's catching him?
What? Christian Vasquez. He's part of the package deal.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, come on.
No. Betting 180.
They love Christian Vasquez.
Then you're significantly weakening your offense.
No, I know.
Narvaez is, or Narvi as the kids like to call him, won a couple games for this year.
Yeah, Connor
he
Wong.
Absolutely has.
It goes, defense goes way down. Okay. And, you know, even though he's hitting better, he's just his defense has been terrible.
But all the prospects are in play for me. I'm a little bit with Lou on that. I've had this ongoing challenge for Dan Ball to name all these prospects over the years that have haunted the Red Sox. I don't think it's going to happen. Some people think that it could happen with Blaze Jordan. Wait, did you guys see that text earlier? They used Blaze Jordan and Jeff Bagwell in the same sentence.
Well, there's going to be people that are going to try to play the whole, like, oh, don't tell me Blaze Jordan for Steven Matz is going to be the new Larry Anderson for Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you that because I don't think that's going to happen. He's a guy that I think, expiring prospect. They were ready to move on from Blaze Jordan. The coolest thing about him is his name. And whether I'm excited or not about Steven Matz, they deemed they needed another reliever, another lefty, another specialist, or, God forbid, another fifth starter that they're going to stretch him out to be, whatever this may end up being. But I do like Ted Johnson's optimism. I don't think we're giving that enough credence. A guy who's been sort of slow to the Red Sox bandwagon, the praise. He's kind of mocked Fitzy and I off and on for a couple months now about a lot of things, actually.
I was gonna
but
say,
also
I mean,
for the Red Sox and us jumping on the bandwagon. He is now staying optimistic as we head into the final hour of Major League Baseball trade deadline day. Flurries of moves all across baseball. Guys who hit like 30 home runs are being traded. Closers who throw 103 are being traded. And the Red Sox so far have a lefty who might pitch two innings, and those innings are probably going to be what they call low leverage in the fifth and sixth inning. But Ted Johnson says keep hope, so I'm a good teammate. I'm going to keep hope through the next hour, and we hope you stick around for the next hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up to the drive and the Major League Baseball trade deadline, that's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.